From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 7th day of January. I'm Philip Grant. The weather tops today's news. Cold temperatures over the central U.S. will be moving into the eastern third of the country today behind a strong cold front that is exiting into the Atlantic. Cold temperatures along with gusty winds will result in dangerously cold wind chills across most of the eastern seaboard. Locally, a wind chill advisory remains in effect for the Greater Capital District, Mohawk and Schoharie Valleys, Southeast Adirondacks, Taconics, and the Mid-Hudson Valley through 10 a.m. tomorrow. Wind chill readings may drop to less than minus 15 or minus 29 degrees. West winds of up to 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts of 35 to 45 miles an hour are possible. A wind chill advisory means that very cold air and strong winds will combine to generate low wind chills. This will result in frostbite and lead to hypothermia if precautions are not taken. The forecast for today is partly sunny and cold with a temperature high near only 10 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 16 degrees. It will be breezy with a west wind at 18 to 21 miles an hour and gusting as high as 37 miles an hour. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 1 degree. Wind chill values can be as low as minus 14 degrees. The southwest wind will be at 9 to 17 miles an hour with gusts as high as 29 miles an hour. We'll give you the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news in Catskill, the school superintendent calls the federal mass test waivers beneficial. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that a recently granted federal waiver allowing New York State to stop double testing its accelerated math students is seen as a step forward at Catskill Central School District. Under the waiver, 7th and 8th graders taking Algebra 1 or Geometry will no longer have to take the mandatory state assessment test in late spring. They can now sit for the Regents exam only at the conclusion of the school year. Asked on Monday about the change, Catskill Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Kathleen Farrell, called the policy change beneficial. She said, and I quote, "I think it's a very positive step and an acknowledgement by the State Education Department that we should only test when we need to test," end quote. State Education Commissioner John B. King Jr. announced the Federal Department of Education's decision on Thursday, January the 2nd. You can find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In other news, State Senator Judge Maziar says the governor's energy plan will thwart the activists. Scott Waldman is reporting in the Capitol, New York, that the chairman of the State Energy Committee praised Governor Andrew N. Cuomo's plan to expedite transmission line approvals. He called it, and I quote, "a thumb in the eye," end quote, to the special interest groups that he said oppose any plans to improve the energy grid. In his State of the State address this week, Cuomo is expected to speed up approval of proposed transmission lines by the State Public Service Commission to 10 months from 4 years, as long as the lines follow existing right-of-ways. Senator George Maziar says he backs Cuomo's plan because it would make it easier for upstate producers to meet the heavy demand of New York City. The senator did not identify the groups which he was referring to, although opposition to the transmission lines has been primarily locally based. You'll find that full story and the capital, New York. As for the weather, for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny and cold day with a temperature high near 10 degrees. There will be wind chill values as low as minus 16. It will be breezy with a west wind at 18 to 21 miles an hour, gusting as high as 37 miles an hour. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 1 degree, wind chill values as low as minus 14, and a southwest wind at 9 to 17 miles an hour with gusts as high as 29 miles an hour. Forecast for the next 3 days on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 20 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 13. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. Friday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. The sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m. and will set at 4:40 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 16 minutes of sunlight. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the 7th day of January. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.